meeting will please come to order. Regular meeting of the House Labor and Commerce Committee. Members present, Representative Navarro, Representative Davis, Representative Collins, Representative Hanley, and Representative Copeland. Also note the presence of Senator Fisher, who represents the same district as I do.
Is that a plug?
You guys same party?
Closed.
The Kenai Peninsula allows their people to,
that's right,
to cover the waterfront.
We have one bill before us today. Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 254, Labor and Commerce, an act relating to workers' comp. Senator Fisher is the prime sponsor of that legislation, and I'll offer him the floor to make a few comments.
Some Senator Paul Fisher, I guess you could say prime sponsor of Senate Bill 254. This is not a Kenai Peninsula bill, by the way. It's a bill that's going to be a benefit to private businesses throughout the state of Alaska. This was requested by primarily some real estate folks who had their own businesses. Under present law, if you're a sole proprietorship or a partnership, you may not have workers' compensation. You just can't get it. And these folks said, well, why don't we change the law so that we can get it, but we're willing to pay whatever the cost is to get it? And that's why you see a zero fiscal note. It'll be a program that the rates will reflect the actual cost of the program, and the employer will pay that, and the state will be out nothing. The department is in favor of the bill as amended, and with that, I would hope that you see fit to pass it out and move the bill along, and the department will have some comments to say. If you have any questions.
Yes, Senator, the House has been moving legislation quite expeditiously.
Ditto for the Senate.
Better late than never, I guess.
I'll also note that this bill passed the Senate unanimously, and that casts another shadow.
Good grief.
Since that, we'd have passed it out today, right?
Are there any questions?
Thank you, Senator. It's a good bill.
Thanks, we have the commission.
Jackie, would you like
with
to say
with your knowledge of workman's
comp?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Jackie McClintock, Director of the Workers' Compensation Division. We heartily support this bill. Number one, we think that option should be available for the small business owner or partner. Number two, it's going to resolve some problems that sole proprietors or partners are now having in obtaining contracts, bidding on contracts and obtaining those contracts. The contracting agencies or the prime contractors are often very hesitant to let a contract to that type of ownership because they're afraid that the workers' comp injury or illness will occur and a liability will fall back on them, depending on which court would decide whether or not they're an employer or a you know, subcontractor. So we think that this bill will help that. It will help that sole proprietor or owner who wants to opt for getting the insurance to get by those contracting problems. Number two, I think it's going to give us kind of a better definition of employer-employee relationship and whether an employer or one of these sole proprietors or partners are actually an employee or a subcontractor. So we hardly support the bill. I would add, I looked this up, 28 other states and 5 Canadian provinces that have basically the same language in the workers' compensation.
Representative Davis.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move the bill out with individual recommendations. There's no questions.
Are there any objections?
I'll come back again.
I didn't do another one of those.
Yeah, right.
Representative Davis.
I got a question on this. I think I'll wait till after the record to ask the question. No further questions.
Any objection to adjourning the meeting? Time is 1:30.
Yeah, my question is.